I'm supposed to present this talk together with Akashdeep, but he cannot be here, so it's only me. And let's start then. So who are you? Who are we, people? I'm part of the team which is called Community Linux Engineering. We are the team which is responsible for infrastructure, services, design, documentation, and leadership of Fedora project, and CentOS and EPO, and some other smaller things. So that's about it. I'm part of the team. And how did we choose Forgio? How did we get into the situation where we are going to switch to something new? So as a project, we for a few years we understood that our current solution is not really maintained. We don't have enough resources to maintain it, and developing yet another open source project is not necessarily a way to go in the open source world. So our team was approached by Fedora Council, and we were given a mandate to compare some open source forges and choose, or not really choose, we just created an analysis and submitted it to the Fedora Council body to decide what will happen. So the solutions we compared were GitLab and Forgio. One thing that Council decided was that we are going to do it Forgio, even though at that moment Forgio didn't have all the features that we need. It still doesn't have them, but it's way better for us as a project to be part of something open and something which is very well alive, and it's being developed but by somebody else than us. So we can contribute, we can help the projects grow, but we are not the one who is owning the code base itself. That was one of the reasons why the decision fell into the Forgio, even though we were approached by our sponsors and we were offered to use GitLab Enterprise Edition, but this is not really in a philosophy of Fedora. Using proprietary solutions to build open source project is kind of strange. So we ended up with Forgio. And where are we now? It's been about 7 months when the council decided what are we switching to. So currently we deployed Forgio in one deployment, which we call the Forge. In Fedora, how we do things is that we have separate staging and production environments, where the staging is trying to be like one-to-one with the production stuff, so all the services are running there. And we have a production clusters, which are there to provide the services alive in production. As a first, we deployed it in staging and started playing with it. We used different strategies to deploy Forgio, but eventually we ended up with using upstream Helm and updating it a little bit, because a bunch of the images that were used were we didn't really like them, so we changed some, updated some, modified the Helm a little bit, and deployed it. And in the way we were deploying it and we started experimenting it, we needed to find a way how do we import all the work that we have already in Pagure. Happily, Forgio is absolutely amazing project because it has the structure for importing other repositories in it. So we just needed to contribute the structure of Pagure, the data structures that are used there, and how it will be imported into the Forgio. We did that. As we did that, we introduced some bugs which we needed to fix. And as we were fixing them, we discovered other small minor bugs which were not introduced by us. So we started fixing them slowly but surely. And eventually we came to a state where the Forge was up and running, and we needed to provide our users with some additional functionality, because having just the same thing that you had previously is not really, you are not really moving anywhere, right? So we decided that we will enable the ability to run background jobs. And even though at that time Forgio Upstream didn't really recommend it for directions, we decided to go that way because we were not looking for a CI runner. We were looking just for automation tooling that will allow Fedora contributors and developers to automate some of the workflows that they have. So we deployed it. We deployed it as a virtual machine on the top of KubeWirt, where it's running rootless Podman. and each organization in the forge has its own runner. So eventually, if somebody starts misbehaving, we can just kill their containers and they're good. The other things that we needed to do was integrating Forgio into our infrastructure. And that is one of the key features that we have in Fedora infrastructure is Fedora messaging, which is a queue that all services use and just post messages there. For now, we choose the simplest way that we can that Forgio supports, and that is webhooks. So we use webhooks to just push messages to our queue to report to the rest of the stuff that we have in there. So this is the deployment that we call the forge. This is a place where people across teams in Fedora do things, but not necessarily the content for the distribution. The content for the distribution are distribution sources. We call it distgit in Fedora. It's a little bit complicated and convoluted term because it means a lot of things to a lot of people. But let's just say it's the place where the distribution sources live. We haven't yet deployed production-ready deployment here because the use case is a little bit different. It's not just about having Git repositories. We need our users and group permissions properly mapped into things. So we currently are in a very early stage. We have a staging deployment. We did some changing into it. Again, we are using Helm from upstream with a little bit of modification. And now we are in a stage where we imported about 40K of RPM repositories into it and are experimenting with it, playing with the Forgio, seeing how the application reacts, if it is ready to sustain the load that Fedora contributors can make on it. So how do we do that? How do we build the things that we deploy? So we decided to use a build system called Conflux to build our container images that we then deploy. Since Conflux does not really support anything else other than GitLab and GitHub, we had to do it a little bit weirdly. So what we are doing is that we have our fork of Forgio living in Codeberg, which is a service providing Forgio, where we do the development. We create new features. If the features are acceptable to upstream, we will open a pull request and try to get it merged upstream. If it's not, we are good with carrying on our own patches. If the functionality is no good for upstream, why to submit it? And this is basically the workflow. We push things to Codeberg. We have a mirror, which mirror things to GitHub. And from GitHub, build actions are triggered and Conflux builds our images, pushes them to registries. Then we pull the images and deploy them in our deployments. It's a bit complicated, but we work with what we have and try to make it better. And a little bit of working with upstream, I would like to say that Forgio upstream is absolutely amazing. And we didn't expect that Pagier importer, which is very specific for Fedora, there are some other deployments in the world, but there is not much of them, will be merged upstream, but it got merged upstream. And as I mentioned, we introduced a bunch of bugs which we needed to fix. So we fixed them. And as we were fixing them, the team was able to, I think we got merged like 4 or 5 pull requests across 2 releases. It was V13 and V14, which is their nice now. And again, working with Forgio upstream is absolutely amazing. People are very, very nice and happy to help solve our problems. So we got some guidance on changes that we would like to contribute. I will get to that later. But we are not sure how to approach it because we do not own the code base. So we currently we are in a space where we moved. Our team is mostly working from the new forge. There's a few repositories that are still missing that we are working on moving them to the new place. And the idea is in the next 6 weeks to have all of the community Linux engineering teams working from the new forge. And in ideal world, at the Flock conference. That's FLOC is Fedora Contributors Conference. You can scan the QR code and join us. On the conference, we would like to see all the community teams working from the new forge. Again, this does mean just the teams that are not working on the content. The content of the distribution itself lives elsewhere. So what the future holds for us, and we would like to do more upstream fixes. As you know, open source projects have their issues. In this case, it's about 1,100 of them. So about community is nice about tagging their issues. So we can find about 70 good first issues. If you never interacted, if you never contributed to Forgeo, and you know how to write the Golang code, I would suggest if you and you want to contribute to something, I would suggest to go scan the QR code, go through the tracker, find issues that are which are marked as good first issue. They are very nicely described and usually easy to work on. So please help us make Forgeo better for us and for everybody else. So about the new features that we would like to see in Forgeo that we are missing for our workflows. The biggest one, we decided to call it private issues in public repositories. As it described, as it says, it's about being able to mark some issues as private or being able to move private issues from private to public stage as a disclosure, for example, of some security issues. This is the biggest feature that we are working on right now. We got some nice guidance from upstream on how to make this change not disruptive for them and for other people. So hopefully we will be able to contribute this new feature in upcoming weeks and or months. The other features that we have noticed are not only coming from us, but are also in the tracker for Geo, are nested organizations and projects, which means a set is just about the structure, but structuring your content inside the Forgeo instance. Ticket transitions, Forgeo allows us to use some rudimentary planning and Kanban boards. The problem is that the Kanban boards are disconnected from the issues themselves. So having a nice transitions where you move things around the Kanban board, being able to transition the issues automatically will be really nice. And pretty recently, as we were migrating our own repositories, we discovered that having the ability to archive some tag that you use to tag an issue or pull request, meaning that the tag will not be useful anymore, but it will still be visible to users, is a feature that we would really like to have. So this is the set of new features that we will focus on the upcoming weeks or months and try to contribute them upstream. Again, if the features are not acceptable for upstream, we can carry them on and they can live in our fork and eventually maybe sometime get merged or not. So why are we doing this? What is the end goal? So the end goal is to being able to modernize the workflow a little bit, having integrated it into the new services that Fedora infrastructure and Fedora project have at their disposal. And that's like the packet service, which is there to run automatically CI on your packages, or Conflux, as I mentioned, as a build service that will allow you to build containers, eventually maybe one time RPMs. But currently it can be build containers. So having the ability to build containers directly from Fedora Forge is one of the big things that we are focusing on. So as I said, we are not really yet ready to provide distribution content from Forgeo. So this is basically kind of roadmap where we are heading. As I said, we already have a staging instance for the Disgit. We would like to stabilize the configuration, have it ready by the end of March, implement the group and individual package repository access around May this year, and ideally during summer and autumn start working on upgrading our tooling in Fedora project that we actually can move somewhere. And hopefully if everything goes as expected after the release of Fedora 45, if we get our changes approved, we will submit changes to Fedora to do that. We would like to start using the new Forge for the for distributing the sources and building the packages in Fedora. And I would like to thank, I would like to take this opportunity and thank the Forger upstream, which folks are very friendly, and there is so many contributors they didn't fit in the screenshot. I'm sorry, you are only there. And I would really like to thank the team that is implementing the Forge in Fedora. Except for me, I don't think anybody made it to Fosden this year, but hopefully next year we will meet here and be able to discuss future of the Forge for Fedora. So with that, I would like to ask you if you have any questions.
Yeah. Have you performed a mass migration of your projects, or you use the web UI?
We use the web UI. Yeah, the question was if we had some tooling to use, or some doing it en masse, or we are using the UI to import our repositories. So basically, we use the UI, but we scripted away around the UI to be automated. So when we want to import tens of thousands of packages, we don't have to click on the UI 10,000 times. Yep. Can you repeat it?
You listed automatic user creation as an example of a patch that couldn't be upstreamed. Why?
Automatic user creation? Did I mention that?
It's on the slide. Possibly I misunderstood.
I don't think so. No, I'm lost because that's the slide that was made by Akash Deep, not me. I understand the process. I know how it works, but I don't know why he chose automated user creation, because that is not really the thing that we do, because Forger... Oh, the question was why did we put the automated user creation as a feature that cannot be upstreamed. But I think that's not really a good example, because Forgeo supports OIDC. Fedora account system is plugged into Forgeo. So the moment you first time try to log in, you will be redirected to our provider, and then your user is created in the Forge, and you have a local user which is mapped to Fedora account system.
Do you foresee a kind of need in Fedora projects to do more project management type of tasks in Forgeo, like epics, features, user stories, this type of thing? Mm-hmm.
So the question is if we see the need for Fedora to do more project management style things in the Forge. And the answer is yes. We are not necessarily looking for something robust, but something a little bit more than we have now. As I mentioned, the automatic issue transitions, for example, if you have the Kanban board. Things like this, like the small quality of life features, more than some huge overload, because we are looking at the simplicity of the project management as it is in Forgeo is something that we want to have. Like the simple, clean user interface to work with, not some bloated things like Jira or something similar. I think there was a question.
Do you think that eventually Red Hat will switch to this?
So the question is if I can foresee if Red Hat will eventually switch. No. But I don't see Red Hat switching to Forgeo at any time soon, but I have had a chance to talk to some package maintainers in Red Hat, and they are not necessarily completely happy with the current solution, but it's the solution that the company is using. So is it how it is? Maybe if we are able to prove in Fedora that our solutions is better and easier for developers, maybe, but most probably not.
Do you see a world in which Forjo's issue tracking replaces Bugzilla for Fedora?
Yes, so the question is if Forjo issue tracking will replace Bugzilla for Fedora, and the answer is yes, but we are missing the crucial features. One of the features that we are missing, which is very important, is the private issues. Because when you get a bug report on your package, and that bug report should be confidential, we can't just make everything public now. So eventually, at the end of this year, I hope, we will have feature parity that will allow us to provide developers with similar feature set. Not the same feature set, because we don't want to re-implement Bugzilla in 4GO, but yes. Yep?
Just a question, just to be sure that I understood correctly. When you mentioned that the project should be migrated before, let's say the target is Flock, so June, does that mean that there will be a sunset and decommissioning of Bugzilla.io just after?
Very good question. So, yes and no. We would like to, if it wasn't me, I would like to decommission Bugzilla tomorrow. Because there are issues with the code base we are not able to fix. But we are not going to decommission Pagure in a way that we will turn it off. That's not what's going to happen. We'll keep Pagure running in read-only mode for some time. I'm not sure for how long. And when we decide this is the end of Pagure.io, what we will do is that we will generate static HTML pages from all the content that's currently on Pagure.io, and those static HTML pages will live there. So people will be able to see what was there previously. Do we have any?
Question about the local patches that you have for that different that differ from the upstream. Won't be they just differ too much in time, so let's say in one
we
year
hope
you won't be able to apply them without rewriting?
So the question is if about the divergence and about our patch set that we are carrying over. So as I mentioned, I was really surprised that Forjo merged our Pagure importer, because that's not necessarily feature good for everybody. And it seems from the attitude that Forjo upstream has that if we are able to provide quality features that we discuss with them first and we agree on the implementation, that maybe we got them merged. Currently, we are not carrying over that many patches. It's mostly about some minor UI fixes that we not necessarily want to push upstream. It's about the theming of the Forge, like how it looks like. And things like that. We are trying to carry over minimal patch set with minimal functionality and minimal code base.
What other options did you explore, and why did you choose Forjo?
So the question was, what other options we explored and why Forjo? As I said, we explored mainly GitLab. And we tried to look into different projects. We also looked at Gitty, for example. But philosophically, we as a Fedora project are closer to Forjo as we are to, I would say, almost any other GitForge project there is around. Time's up, so thank you very much.